chapter of St. John's Gospel. I'm going to read two verses and we'll go on to sermons else. 39th verse and the 40th. The Bible said this, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think, ye think, ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me, that ye might have life." The Bible tells us to search the Scriptures, for in them we think that we have eternal life.
Amen.
Now back yonder in the book of Proverbs, 14th chapter and the 12th verse, the Bible said this, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Whenever the Lord come and I begin to set up the plan of God's salvation, the Bible said that he was led up in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
Amen.
And the Bible said whenever the tempter came to him to tempt him, he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and he was hungry. And the tempter said unto him, "I command, if thou be the Son of Man, command that these stones be made bread."
Right.
And Jesus said unto him, he said, "It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone." I want us to know that Christ, our Savior, was the bread of life. And he said, that the man would not live by bread alone. So we know that Jesus, and even though the whole world, I'm the most of it, I will believe that Jesus is the Son of God. We believe that with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We believe that the Son of Man came to the world. I bled and died for me and you. We can't live just by Jesus alone.
Yeah.
He died and went back to the Heavenly Father. And through a lot of effort, he sent us this word. Even the devil tried to tempt him. And he said, "It is written that man shall not live of bread alone." The Bible said here, John said, I said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think that you have eternal life." I see a man one time, and his name, I would name him, he was a great man in earth with a lot of authority. But the Bible said that he was a leopard. Listen, no doubt, I was very painful. Nobody could not heal. I'd name him. They were the little maid. I would do that. I would go into the man of God. That he would be healed. Naaman, took off. He went by the way of the king. The king. I said, "I can't heal you. I can't do nothing for you." But Elijah, I said, "Send him to me."
Yeah.
Oh, listen. And he went to the door, and he knocked, and Elisha sent out a messenger, and he told him what for him to do. He said to go down to Jordan, dip yourself seven times, and you will be healed. And he was wrong, he was mad, and he would not go. I said, "There's a better place here. There's better rivers here. There's cleaner waters here. Why can I not go there?" The alive, and he said, I thought that they would come out and put his hand over my lepers and call on his name, and I would be healed. It ain't what we think that work. Listen, I will be found in the Word of God this morning. We need to read the Word of God. They'll search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with this world today. I thought this or that, and never look into the pages of the Word. I'm here to tell you that we can find ourselves within the Word of God.
Amen.
Regardless what the situation is.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I'm going to read just a little bit more. In the 15th chapter of Romans, in the 4th verse, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through our patience and comfort of the Scripture might have hope. Brother, when I get in to the Word of God, sometimes I find the Scripture, it corrects me of errors of my way, and then I read a little bit further, and it will help me some of my things that I'm dealing with. Listen, it's there for a help. But it will correct us. We need to search the Scripture, for in them we think we have eternal life. Whenever I get down and out, it lifts me up. I find Scripture that will lift me up on high and give me great hope. Brother, if we listen, I was going to go to a foreign city somewhere, most likely I would have struggled trying to find which way to go and some kind of map to get us there. This is a map to glory.
Amen.
And it was written for us.
Yeah.
It was written for us. We have Jesus, and we have mercy. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our shortcomings. But listen, whenever we have trouble and disappointments, he's a great help in a time of need. The Scripture tells us that, but we neglect to read the Word of God. Listen, I'm glad I don't have no set time to read the Word of God.
Amen.
I don't have no set time that I have to hurry home to get my book. Some of the oddest times you can think about, I think about reaching and getting the Word and begin to read it. It's not every time that I find what I'm needing. But then when I read a little longer, maybe the next time I will read something that will pick me up and give me an answer. I will listen. How shall we get to heaven if we shut up the Word of God and never read it? That's why we have Sunday school. That's why we read. That's why we have Bible study. And maybe that we can find ourselves. I don't care what's going on in your life. You can find help in the Word of God. I don't care how low you get. You can find correction in the Word of God. But listen, we can't get to heaven just on our own. Just because I know Jesus. And I believe that I'm saved. I thought that the Lord had forgive me. Whatever the situation is, I search the Scripture. For in them, you will find help.
Yeah.
To help in a time of need.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, let's go on just a little bit further. In Jude, our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separated themselves into, having not the Spirit. That gets good, don't it? But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some, having compassion, making a difference. And others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire. Having even their garments spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy.
Yeah.
That's reading in the Word of God. There's joy in serving God. There's joy in looking into the Word of God. I can see the Bible said that the writer he talked to an elder one time in Revelations and he saw a great multitude and he said, whence come they? And he said, thou knowest. And he said, these are they who come out of great tribulation and have washed your robe and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Brother, if we're not so high and minded, if we are not know it all, we can wash and keep our robes white. But a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. He thinks him to be something when he's nothing. My brother will not get us nowhere. We need to stay on the right way. And the right way is written in the blend of books of this word today. Whenever we pray off the way, we begin to lose hope of their destination. If we don't get on the right way, and pray up. Did you ever bury off? I have. If you tell the truth, you probably have.
Yeah.
Very off of the way.
Yeah.
And begin to get cold and indifferent.
Yeah.
And begin to lose hope. Begin to lose hope of your destination. Begin to boggle up our minds what will I do? And then we find in the Word he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Listen and bring us back and restore our salvation. Then we begin to build up greater hope that one day through the doorway of death I will see Jesus as he is.
Yeah.
Listen. And I said this other day, we're living in the quietest world we'll ever live in.
Right.
We bottle up everything within sight.
Mm-hmm.
I like to, I can remember when people enjoyed their salvation.
Yeah.
I can remember, seemed like, when I enjoyed mine more than I do now. I don't know why. Is it time? As time goes on, maybe we did begin to neglect the plan of salvation, and we get cold and dead on God. Brother, we need to come out of the closet. We need to come out swinging and that for the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word. Today is alive. We are alive in the Lord through the Word. There's comfort in the Scripture. That's what the book said. They said we have comfort in the Scripture. Read the Scripture and whenever it applies to me, every time I read it for myself. I can't read it at home for you better read it for myself. The Bible said, let every man work out his own salvation with fear and trembling. Get into the Word. Read the Word. Preacher, I don't understand the Word. You keep reading. And you keep up thinking. There's a whole lot I don't understand. But I come across words that would apply to me. Sometimes in correction, I'll have to pray. Lord, that sounds like me. That doesn't sound like my situation, Lord. Lord, would you forgive me and help me to understand? Or maybe I'll be down and out, dragging the body. And he'll pick me up and bless me and give me a brighter hope to go by. I'm on my way. And I say, thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Listen, our situation is within the Word. I believe in Psalms that said, oh, bless my soul, and forget not his benefits. His benefits is healing all disease and forgiving iniquity. Listen, we serve a God, and it's in the Word of God. He will forgive us and all of our iniquities. And he will heal our bodies. I am spiritual healing. Brother, I may die with cancer. I don't know what I'll die with. I understood the Lord with death. I don't have to put up with this body anymore. So says the Word of God. But I'll be home free. I'm living with Jesus. All the former things are going to be passed away. I said last Sunday, I believe, that he didn't feel pain no more. He was free from all the riffraff of the world.
Right.
He was at home free.
Yeah.
We'll suffer in this life. But being home will be worth all the suffering that we go through here.
Yeah.
Disappointments on top of each other. Things ain't going like we think it ought to. Just hang on to the Word of God.
Yeah.
And he'll deliver, you know what, this Word of God, search the Scripture, for in them it will take you home if you live by it. In them. Oh, there's a way that seemeth right unto man. What is that way, preacher? Just letting everything go, forgetting it all. Listen, he loves me, he knows me. I hear that. Boy, he knows how I am. Maybe he'll forgive me, maybe he will, but maybe he won't.
Yeah.
That's left up to me. If he forgives my things that I've done wrong, he'll forgive me if I ask him. And my intentions are living for him. But listen, there's a way that seemeth right. And the Bible said it's an evil way. But he said he enter in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life eternal. So, search the Scriptures. Heaven is at the end of the way. There's trouble and heartaches in this world. But he said, the apostles told you they'd be mockers in that last time. We're living in them last times.
Yeah.
These are they that separated themselves. We see people on top of people separating themselves from the church. From the Word of God, we got people that goes to church. I've separated themselves from the Word of God. I think I will make it. I've never bothered nobody. I've never hurt nobody. So I think that I'll be all right. Wrong.
That's right.
Yes, Reverend.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be saved. It's you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be in the Word.
Amen.
The Word told me that I'd be all right.
Come on.
Yes.
If I pray and I live by it. Sometimes I get so down and out and I can't. can't understand. I'll read a little passage of scripture and I can't understand it.
Yeah.
If I can't understand it, the best thing I can do is just leave it alone and not try to make a mountain out of a molehill. Go on, read, and finally I'll find something that will pick me up in the know. And I will know from the feeling that I have, I'll know that I've got hope of my destination.
Yeah.
But we need to be people that don't care to glorify the Lord in testimony. I've seen people get on the floor and preach a message. And I thank the Lord that was for me. And it just blessed my soul. It picked me up. I want to testify while others, they got something else out of it. It convicted them of their sins and brought them to an altar. That's in the Word of God. Listen, if we ain't not happy with our salvation, we can be if we want to be. But search the Scripture, for in them you think. That's what's wrong with us. We think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we think we're all right. Listen, I'm made to believe that this is a no-so salvation.
Yes, right.
I know when I've done wrong. I know whenever I need to repent.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I come short. And I know when I've done everything I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when Jesus is present, His holy word is present, and I can feel Him down here. And I want to testify. Listen, all He's wanting us to do is lift up His name and live for Him. But He said, we wouldn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That's what I brought to you today, the Word. Read the Scriptures. Stay in the Scriptures. It'll help you. When you even think that you've gone too far. It tickled me to death to hear that Ruth's son and daughter, well, I was going to church this morning. Praise the Lord. Somebody been praying. Somebody got to them what? Through the Word. But maybe praying, seeking. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful to hear that they got saved?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. You be on cloud 9 or cloud 10 or cloud 11. You won't get on cloud 12 till you hit glory.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But not just them, but other loved ones. And through the Word, He said, if we would ask, we receive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not like what we might want to receive, but how He sees it.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what we stand in need of. And we need to read the Word. And you know, as time goes on and technologies went on and got even further out of my world, but He made a way. He made a way for those that couldn't read to hear the Word.
Mm-hmm.
He made a tape. Praise the Lamb of God. They don't see it. He meant through the technology of the whole thing for you to be able to go into the Word. You will not go out of this world unprepared if you want to be. If you're lost, you're lost because you want to be. Not because He wouldn't forgive you. And He said He forgives all sin except blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. The third Godhead that come to the earth, don't blaspheme against Him. He's not done nothing to nobody.
Right.
We can't have nothing against Him. The Godhead that stayed with us, teach us and lead us and guide us all the way home. And He will guide you through the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Word. There's comfort in the Word.
Amen.
what you got out of the message. But I feel free. I said, Lord, I don't know what to do with this mess. I don't want to say it. I don't know what to do. He can take a mess for me and bring it out plain to you. And that's all right. Praise the Lamb of God. But don't neglect working. I don't know what your work is. I know what mine is. Preaching the gospel. And I thought that's the worst thing could ever happen to me. But you know, whenever I begin to see, I preach and begin to see people walk the aisle knowing that Jesus got to them through me and through the Word, then I was proud to be able to be a soldier for the Lord. And you can be the same soldier. Your testimony. Lifting up the name of Jesus. I can read in the Word and the heavens, them that dwelleth in them, they overcome by the word of their testimony. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad you're saved?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But search the Scripture. Don't neglect the Scripture. You can neglect everything else. But in the Scripture, you'll find yourself in your situation. Whatever you're going through, the Scriptures will provide a way out. And it'll provide you a help. Somewhere, somehow. You can read through all kinds of men that we read in Sunday school. Deliverance will come. Deliverance will come for them that believe on Him. This morning, you have a few scattered words. If you have a need to pray or renew your covenant with God, whatever the situation is, I may not know what your situation is or where you can find it. You keep searching, you keep looking, you keep praying, you'll find it. You'll find it. About every time that I look into the Word of God, I find me. Oh, Lord, help me. So let's stand. If you have a need, take to Jesus. If you have a need, He will help you.
Amen.
How about it? Preacher, the devil's on to me all the time. The devil, he just giving me an awful hard time. But the Bible said, and the Word said, resist the devil and he's got to go.